Unit 8. Track 63. Page 63. Exercises 3 and 4. Dialogue 1.
Hey, Paula. How was your birthday celebration?
Oh, brilliant, Harry. I'm so sorry you couldn't make it. We had an amazing time, though, dancing and singing. It was great fun.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Yeah, I had football practice and I couldn't get out of it. Did you get a lot of presents?
I did. I had so many that it took me half an hour to unwrap them. But honestly, there are worse things, right?
Dialogue 2.
Wasn't that a great street party the other day, Paul? I really had a great time.
Catherine, are you kidding me? There were less than 10 people there. I left after about 30 minutes.
Oh, no. Well, lots more people showed up later. Maybe you just got there too early.
Guess I should have been fashionably late. Dialogue 3.
I'm not looking forward to this St. George's Day party we're having at school. What's the point anyway? Can't we just have the day off from school and relax?
Oh, come on, Kevin. Celebrating a historical event doesn't have to be a boring experience. You get to learn a bit about British history after all.
I know. I just wish we learned it sitting in class. I'm not in the mood to celebrate it.
Well, it's just one day. It's not the end of the world.
Dialogue 4.
Jeff, I'm wondering something. What did you think about the formal dance we had at school over the weekend?
I didn't really enjoy it, Celia. The music wasn't very exciting, and for the most part, the dance was rather uneventful.
Well, I was quite surprised that everyone at the party was so badly dressed. I've never seen anything so informal at a formal dance.
I guess a lot of people couldn't be bothered to dress up.
Dialogue 5.
That was a fabulous feast your mum put on the other night. I've never seen a more delicious traditional meal in my life.
Well, my mum really knows how to cook. She grew up in Italy and her mum, my grandmother, taught her everything she knew.
And has she taught you the same things?
Oh, goodness, no. I really don't know what I'm doing in the kitchen.
Dialogue 6.
I'm really, really, really glad you came to the fancy dress party the other night, Jim.
And why is that? Because without me there, you would have been the only one at the party not wearing a costume.
OK, I admit, you're right. But hey, we had fun though, didn't we?
No, not really. I felt uncomfortable because I wasn't wearing a costume. The fact that you weren't either didn't make me feel any better.